You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity program is a new program that aims to utilise Indigenous knowledge and to bring about social change. The program is hosted by Melbourne University in partnership with the University of Auckland's Faculty of Education and Social Work through Te Puna Wānanga. Jess talked to Dr. Melinda Weber, Ngāti Whakaue, Ngā Puhi, Ngāti Kahu, an Associate Professor in Te Puna Wānanga and the Faculty of Education and Social Work at the University of Auckland, about the opportunities and research she hopes to see come from the program. They started the interview by discussing what the program could mean for Māori communities in Aotearoa. Here is Jess.
So the Atlantic program is one of six international programs situated within the Atlantic Institute based in Oxford. And the thing that makes our program unique is the fact that we're centering Indigenous knowledge systems as a means to addressing some of our more wicked social equity problems in Indigenous communities. So it's the only one of the fellowships that does that. So some of the other fellowships that are involved are things like a racial equity program, health equity, equity and brain health. So our program's quite unique in the sense that we're the only one to put Indigenous ways of knowing, being and doing at the centre of our program. So the program is based in Australia and Aotearoa. The University of Melbourne is the one that holds the program, and the University of Auckland is a partner to the University of Melbourne. And what the program has been focused on thus far is really bringing together Indigenous and non-Indigenous change makers who have good ideas about what would work to solve some of those problems inside of our communities. Does that make sense?
Mm. And can you explain to me a bit more about the value of Indigenous knowledge systems in bringing social change?
Sure. So Indigenous peoples have long had their own ways of researching, of undertaking science and technology and philosophy and a whole range of different knowledge systems that are grounded in our connection to the environment, to other peoples within our environment. So we're hoping that this program enables some of these leaders to bring their community knowledge, the things that their communities know to be true, and to work with the peoples within those communities to the table. And of course, the fellowship program also encourages sharing of knowledge among the different fellows that are there. So we're hoping that we might, a program like this might actually amplify collective leadership approaches to some of those programs.
And have Indigenous resources and knowledge often been exploited in the past when people haven't worked with Indigenous leaders and academics?
I think one of the problems from the past, I mean, Professor Linda Smith quite often says that research is one of the dirtiest words to Indigenous communities, and that is because our researchers, our knowledges have been exploited by non-Māori in the past. I think that's happening less and less, and I know lots of really great non-Māori allies and researchers who work alongside Māori to do those things. So this program kind of aligns itself with that approach, that there are many people with skills and knowledge and a commitment to solving some of these wicked problems, and that with our collective approach, but ensuring that there's an Indigenous leader in that particular community, we can solve some of these problems together.
And is this the first time we're seeing a more collective approach being taken, or has this happened more in the past? Has there been more of an individual approach? And what are the benefits of this collective approach?
Indigenous communities have always worked collectively to solve problems within their communities. In fact, we're the only ones that really know what solutions will work inside of our community. So this certainly isn't the first time that this has happened. And many programs within universities and wānanga and within communities themselves have sort of harnessed that collective agency to solve some of the problems that are going on in their communities. What this program is doing is it's actually bringing together Indigenous social change makers from across Australia, Aotearoa, and shortly into the Pacific, to say, what can we do in Te Wananui Akiwa and beyond to harness our collective skills and knowledges and to work on behalf of our communities? So that's the exciting part of the project for me. I mean, it's a year-long project. And then post the year-long program, they actually become fellows of a global fellowship program that enables them to then interact with another, you know, group of 20 fellows from each of the six modules. So the potential is huge.
And what are some of the inequities that have been faced in the past by Māori and Indigenous researchers?
Well, I mean, some of the inequities faced by our communities will require long-term solutions or long-term and iterative kind of approaches to solving some of them. The problems are well known. There are inequities in education and health and social development, business. There's a whole range of different things that these fellows are working in. But what they're doing is bringing their own unique take on a social change issue. They're bringing their communities with them, whether that be their Indigenous communities, but also their existing kind of work networks and people that they've collaborated in the past to kind of harness the drive and the commitment of all of those organisations and groups to really focus in on one particular project. So, for example, one of the fellows from Aotearoa, her name is Tanya Pofare, and Tanya works with the Manukau Council, ATEED, I think she actually works for more broadly. But her big project was to look at how can we accelerate some of the green solutions within the county's Manukau region? How can we actually get people in that region to participate in the design, the implementation, and then reaping the fruits of those particular programs inside of that community? So she's been working with the Manukau District Council for a really long time, but this program is actually enabling her to bring the Manukau's county community with her in terms of designing some of their own solutions alongside and drawing on the immense influence of the city council itself. So, yeah, so we've always been doing this kind of collective work, but this program gives the participants 1 year of intensive professional development, networking opportunities. It enables them to work, all 20 of them, on a collective project based in Australia together, and then actually to, from the end of that year, draw on a huge cohort of fellows from around the world to assist them with their own projects post the one-year program.
And what outcomes do you hope to see from the program?
I hope to see the work of some of the fellows involved in the program highlighted in Aotearoa and across our media. One of the things that this program asserts is a strengths-based approach that focuses on what's working inside of our communities, the people who are working hard within our communities. And so I would hope that a program like this sort of encourages not just the media, but also organisations to really shine a light on some of the people that are making a positive difference in Indigenous communities. Outside of that, I would really hope that this program enables fellowship to develop so that, you know, the individuals' networks are broadened so that they're able to kind of draw on people who might be working in the brain health fellowship or the racial equity fellowship to collaborate with them on their own projects down here in the South Pacific.
And is there just lastly anything else you wanted to add on this topic?
I just wanted to add that this program is incredibly innovative and strengths-based. So I'd encourage anybody to go online, have a look at the Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity program and see if it might be something that could improve opportunities for them and their own social change work with Indigenous communities. The next cohort is to be recruited in the middle of 2021. So go online and have a look at who it's for and the kind of work that it does.
That was Dr. Melinda Weber speaking to Jess Hopkins on the Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity program.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.